Okay, it's the Pnimius and the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Daf Dalet. The Gemara was talking a lot about David HaMelech, and at one point mentions that David HaMelech refers to himself as a chassid, as a righteous individual. So the Gemara says, is that possible? V'haksiv, don't we know that David said about himself, Lule amanti l'ros b'tuv Hashem b'eretz ha'chaim, you know, if I've only been zocha, if I would have not believed, Lule, to see Hashem, the good of Hashem, Be'eretz Chaim, in the lands of the living. V'tanam shmei de Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi teaches the following about that pasuk. Lama nakud alulei. Why are there special nakudos on the words lulei? There's dots over the word lulei. So, because really, this is how you touch it up. Amar David lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, that David said in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Muftach ani b'choshat ha'mishalim, Tzchar Tevlet Tzadikim Lasad Lavo, I'm so certain that you're going to give a schar to all the tzaddikim lasad lavo. Aval eini yodea, but what I don't know is im yesh li chelek b'neim alav. If I'm going to be zocha to be considered tzaddik lasad lavo to get the schar, the wondrous schar that you're going to give to the tzaddikim. That's what David HaMelech said. So now we seem to have a stira. One side we have David calling himself a chassid, and the other side we say David really didn't know his status. So my answer is no. Shama yigram hachet. No, maybe his chet, maybe he can sin and lose his status of a tzaddik. Okay, nice and simple. Good. And then the Gemara says something a little bit more challenging. He says, and this works well with the shita of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. The Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Rami. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi asked a contradiction. He said, Ksiv, one pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, Vihine Anochi Imach, Vishmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech, that I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yaakov Avinu had his dream by the Sulam, with the ladder that went up to Shemayim, Hashem promised him, he said, I'm going to be with you no matter what, wherever you are. Uksiv, and the pasuk also describes how when Esav was coming at Yaakov Avinu, Vayir Yaakov Ma'od, that Yaakov was afraid. Right? So that seems to be a contradiction. How could Yaakov be afraid if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he would save him. So the answer is, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi says, Amar Shema Yigram HaChet, that he was worried that maybe sin would change his status. That if he sinned, then Hashem would no longer protect him in the same way he promised. It's a very difficult Gemara. It's a very difficult comment, and the Rishonim get involved in this comment, and they speak about, how does it make sense that Yaakov would be afraid? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him something, shouldn't that be an eternal promise? So some of them lav dafka it, some of them say, no, it's just, he really wasn't afraid, but it's a maila for tzaddikim to always be afraid, you know, of sin, and that's how they remain so righteous. But really, yeah, Hashem's promise would have been no matter what, even if he sinned. Others say, no, Hashem's promise really could have been overturned, and there's a difference between you know, a nevuah that said to a klal, and a nevuah said to a prat, and a nevuah said to a yachid, and a nevuah said to a rabbin. And the Mefarshei Rashi and the Rishonim, both of them get involved in this question. Because if you think about it, what kind of promise is it? If Hashem gives you a promise that you could undo by just being bad, then that's not a promise. That's just, you know, him saying something. And if it can't be undone, then why was Yaakov afraid? Right, it's this like double-edged sword, this circular logic that we can't really get around. In fact, to make things, I guess, a little bit worse, is we have a comment that Gemara later on is going to say that kol divor v'divor sheyatzu mipiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anything, any words, any statement that Hashem says, even if it comes out al tanai, even if he said it on condition, if it was latova, if it was for good, then Hashem's going to be miskayim, right? Eino chozer bo, is the lashon of the Gemara. That Hashem won't retract on those words. So really, Yaakov should have had no reason to fear, because Hashem will never retract on his words, even if it was made on condition, which it doesn't seem like it was, right? Hashem won't retract on anything good. If Hashem promises he's going to protect him, he's going to protect him. So there's a few answers to this. I wanted to maybe suggest an answer that has to do with what's the nature of sinning. That when somebody sins, what do they do? Like, when someone does an avera, it's not just that they didn't do what they were told. It defines them a little bit, right? We know the famous Mishnah of schar mitzvah mitzvah and schar avira avira. That the reward for a mitzvah is that mitzvah, and the reward for an avira is an avira. So there's a lot of ways to touch up that Mishnah. One approach is that schar mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah, is that you embody a mitzvah. And schar avira is that you embody an avira. That you start to be an avira, you start to identify with that avera. Right? The Gemara says that when Elisha ben Avliya was a Tana, he unfortunately, for whatever reason, machlokes, different reasons why, the Gemara offers different reasons, Yerushalmi offers even different reasons, that he went off the derech, he left the derech shel Torah. And when he went off the derech, what happened? So this woman, he was like, okay, you know, I went off the derech, it's time to go to a zona, it's time to go be promiscuous. And he goes to this woman, and she says, wait, you're coming to me? Aren't you the famous Elisha ben Avuya? Aren't you the holy Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya? And he says, no, that's not me, ani acher, I'm someone else. And from that story, Chazal now refer to him as Acher. Not in all other times we reference him, really. From that point on, we call him Acher. That Elisha ben Avuya, the way we refer to him is the other. Because the nature of sin is that it makes you an other. That we have a true essential self. Our true essential self is that we are tzaddikim, va'amich kulin tzaddikim, that we are righteous people. And sinning makes us no longer ourselves. So what was Yaakov Avinu's fear? Yaakov Avinu's fear is, let's say I sin, and I become so much sin that I no longer am identified as Yaakov. So it's true, there's a promise out there for Yaakov. There's a promise out there for a Yaakov Avinu. But if that's not me anymore because of my sins, then I have reason to be afraid. So Yaakov's worried, maybe I'm not living up to my potential as a Yaakov, and therefore Hashem's promise doesn't apply to me. And this message is so powerful of we need to be identified by our ideal selves. And it's part of the reason why, you know, sometimes when there's a cholam, when someone's really sick, they add a name to his name. Because if someone is no longer that person, a gezeira against them could be bad. But here it's even more powerful, because it's not that the name was changed, it's that by doing an avera, when someone who sins, when someone isn't following the right path, they're no longer the same person. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, I will protect you, Kivi Naiman, I will protect you with everything, but I am not acting like the Kivi Naiman that I should be, I am not acting the way I should, I am not living up to my potential of who my essential self is, so then, yeah, there's room to fear that promise doesn't apply to me anymore. And it's a really powerful takeaway from this Gemara about every time we do a mitzvah, that's us living up to our potential and living in our essential selves. And every time that we chas v'shalom the opposite, if we're not quite living up to our potential, then any of the good stuff that are promised or guaranteed to come to us might not be identified by us. And it's a powerful approach and a takeaway from this Gemara.